who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and happy Friday. Welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
What up?
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Tyshirt apparently busy building Grunch or something. There was no hobo drop there at the beginning.
Hobo!
No hobo. Okay.
Oh, I thought he quit.
I was just gonna say,
like that. I thought it was the. It was usually the key of. All right, Tyshirt's not here.
I'm just gonna say hobo. Just gonna
Jason,
yell out.
It's hobo. Friday. That was Hobo Live.
Oh, okay. There was. Oh, we're doing
Hobo Live.
So Hobo Live on Fridays.
Hobo Fridays.
I like
yes.
that.
Okay, so Hobo is live on Fridays.
Every Friday.
All right, every Friday. Okay,
freshen off the grill.
I like that. Okay,
that's pretty good.
I dig that. I dig that. Freshen off the grill.
Watch. Try it again.
Okay, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Oh, I kind of like that.
That's pretty good.
I kind of dig that.
It really does pop. I like that.
If it's live, it works pretty well. All right. I would say something new. See, we give you something a little bit new here.
Always evolving. Always changing.
Now, there's so many things to get to tonight. We have quarterback drama. We now know what quarterback's going to come off the board first in free agency or with a trade. However, stop me if you heard this one before. Guy walks into a bar and says, Kyrie Irving wants a trade. I mean, that's a joke. Like that. That's the joke.
Yeah.
Like that's the joke.
It ceased to be funny.
That was a joke. But that's the thing. It's so basic. Yeah, basic. It's so basic that it's a good joke.
You just need a guy in the corner hitting the.
He wants to get traded.
Just hitting the rim shot there, but doom. Where he's not even into it. It's like, oh man, here we go again. I mean, look, I can't fault a guy for making an attempt to. Negotiate a contract and say, you're going to give me what I want or I'm going to leave. Sorry, I watched a little bit of the latest Minions. Oh, so I might talk like Gru.
Jim, I got a guy in the air I'm listening to. He's talking like Gru. Jim, this is awesome, Jim, this is so cool, Jim. Harmon sounds like Gru. It's really good.
Good weapons.
That's Gru and Borat.
That's kind of
Gruden. Yeah, it was
boring.
Kind of in between. Yeah,
I lie.
I don't think they're that far apart.
Kyrie Irving, not trading for.
Kazakhstan's not far from Russia, man.
I think it's in Russia.
It's not far.
I think it's in Kazakhstan or Kyrgyzstan.
Which Kazakhstan? Kazakhstan. Where Borat is from.
What about Kyrgyzstan?
No, Kazakhstan.
Not Kyrgyzstan.
No.
Okay. All right. Where's Kyrgyzstan?
Did I stutter?
I don't know, but do you know Kyrgyzstan's a place?
Who cares? I said Kazakhstan.
It could be Kyrgyzstan.
But Borat's not from Kyrgyzstan.
Okay.
Kazakhstan is a Central Asian country and former Soviet republic.
All right. Just wanted to make sure that you...
It extends from the Caspian Sea in
the
west.
Let's get Derek Carr to the Jets, shall we?
Yo, we got time.
That's what we're going to do all night.
We got time. Hang on.
Great Photoshop.
Hang on.
I saw him Photoshopped into the butt fumble.
Wait till I tweet out in a few minutes what the rundown that Frostburg put in front of me. Just let wait till I tweet that out in a few minutes. But
Jets, car.
We have time for Derek Carr because right now Kyrie Irving wants a trade that demands your respect and attention. He wants out of Brooklyn, the most shocking headline of the year in the NBA. Kyrie Irving wants a trade. The Lakers, the Suns, have already expressed interest in discussing an Irving trade, and the Mavericks are expected to try to engage the Nets for a trade as well. According to sources and agent Wojnarowski, Kyrie did not furnish a list of preferred teams, but obviously not a lot of teams are going to be in on Kyrie Irving. Now, let me just say this first. This is why whenever the Nets come up, I say, forget it. This is why I've been right about the Nets since they brought in KD and Kyrie from the beginning. They're not about basketball enough to make it work, right? They are like Kristaps Porzingis, but for a team. Because for a couple of weeks, right, Porzingis will play really great. You go, wow, man, Porzingis. Man, now you remember why he was such a big star, and the Knicks were building around him. He was going to be one of the league superstars, and then because Kristaps Porzingis decided, oh, I don't know that I want to be here. I'm not confident in the Knicks. Trade me, and now he's wallowing in obscurity in Washington. But he still does this once in a while where he'll have a stretch where, boy, for a week or two, wow, Porzingis playing, and then just disappears like a month and a half. Something just happens to the guy. That's the Nets, right? This is what I said. When the Nets had their big start, they had their big run after they fired Steve Nash, what did I say? You know what? This is great, but how long is this going to go for? Because one of two things is going to happen. Somebody's going to get hurt, or somebody's going to find something off the court that's going to drive a wedge in what the Nets are doing. And for the Nets, this time it was a double whammy because KD got hurt, and now Kyrie Irving says he wants to be traded. Everything was going great for them. I can't believe they made it this long. They made it like a month and a half of playing really well and being about basketball. That's pretty cool. No. But now Kyrie wants out. KD's not playing. Kyrie's getting thumped every night. Now I want out. Listen, I haven't said anything. I haven't done anything. I haven't liked anything on Twitter that's going to get me in trouble for about a month or so. All right, is the heat off me now? Can someone make a trade for me? This is why I could never pick the Nets, because no matter when, how long things look good for, eventually it's going to fall apart. Something is just going to happen. Ta-da! Here we are. This is the Nets.
Yeah, it's the difficult proposition, a lot like we were talking about with Zion Williamson and the Pelicans. And what happened to them? They're cruising, you're feeling good, everybody's like, all right, here, there's this upstart team. He gets hurt, and then they suck. Did I encapsulate that well?
That's pretty good. That's very good. That's good, buddy.
As for the Nets, same thing. They were dominant. This was a team that had a stretch in the final 20 games that the two of them were playing together. I mean, it was peanut butter and jelly. I mean, it was great. And then what happened? Kevin Durant gets hurt. They kind of muddled through these last couple of weeks. And now that we're closing in on the trade deadline, it's like, oh, I don't have that max contract extension. Well, we really don't want to give you a max contract extension. Okay, then I want a trade. Or I'm leaving at the end of the year. And the child, I mean, he did a LeBron James. Like when he didn't get that foul call against the Celtics, started running around in a circle, held his breath. Look, I'm turning blue. I'm not going to talk to you. That's what I'm doing. And I want to trade. And then we all shrug and go, all right, here we go again. Same as it ever was. And now it becomes here's the four or five teams that could be in on Kyrie Irving and what it would take to get him. And what is funny is that direct Lakers link that everybody made. Yes, Russell Westbrook goes back to play with KD. You think he wants any part of that?
Let me ask this. Do you honestly think KD's going to come back now? Do you honestly think he's going to... Wait. Kyrie wants out, and now I'm going to cut... You really think KD's going to come back and play?
I think he just yelled, I think it's broken.
Or is he just going to, like, disappear for the rest of the year, and suddenly it's, boy, I thought KD would be back by now. Nope, not coming back. You really think he's going to play? You really
he
think
walked
so?
The earth like Kane in Kung Fu. He just said, I'm done. I'm going to go explore more emerging markets in my portfolio building.
I mean, look, this is what it is. It's always something with the Nets, right? The things go well for a couple of weeks, and then it just falls apart. It's how it's been from the beginning. They can't get along. We have to make a trade. We can't keep our third star. We got to get a new star in. We're playing. One of them gets hurt. One of them says something. Kyrie needs to skip games for whatever reason he needs to skip games for. He gets hurt. Now he's coming back, and now he wants a trade, and now he's back, and then he wants a trade again, and now he really wants out again. This is what the Nets are. They're so predictable. The unpredictability of the Nets and Kyrie Irving has turned himself into the most predictable person in the world. Right?
Reaction from Steve Nash on the in his retirement?
Hey, I know you said it maybe was my fault. Maybe now it's not my fault. But they still won games without you, Steve. Yeah, but forget about it. Maybe it's not my fault anymore. No, Kyrie Irving has gone from, he's a wild card, completely unpredictable. Like Jester says in Top Gun, he's a wild card. Flies by the seat of his pants. Completely unpredictable. Now, his unpredictability is completely predictable. Because I can say, well, what do you mean unpredictable? Something is coming. He's going to want to trade or want out. Ta-da! This is where we're at with Kyrie Irving. I'm on to his game. I'm on to him. I've been on to him forever. This is just who he is. Does the guy love basketball? And when I say I don't know, that should tell you all you need, right? You think Kyrie's going to come in and be this panacea and this cure-all and all of this? How many teams has he just blowtorched? Like, absolutely blowtorched. Like Sigourney Weaver in Aliens when she backs away from the mother and just lights up all those eggs on her way out. Every single team he's on, he has blowtorched. And outside of winning, hey, he wins alongside LeBron everywhere he's been. Nope, I'm going to blowtorch my way out of Cleveland. I'm going to blowtorch my way out of Boston. Now I'm going to blowtorch my way out of Brooklyn. And have those teams won? No. So I get in theory that Kyrie to another team sounds great. And when you're only committing to him for this year, you think, okay, well, it's only this year. Kyrie's going to be great. Okay, he stopped making headlines for about a month. Now here he is not happy. I mean, he's going to make it to the end of the season and through the playoffs and still play and play all the way? I mean, come on, man, you've seen this. I get that you get seduced by how good he is and his talent and all this stuff, but we've seen who he is. I mean, suddenly now he's going, you know what, I gotta straighten up and fly right, man. If I really want to play basketball, I got to do this. I got to find. Guy's going to be a free agent in the offseason. He's done nothing to make teams say, okay, well, I will go give you money. I will go give you money. Now he's going to come to the Lakers or the Clippers or wherever he winds up, or the Suns or the Mavericks, and suddenly it's going to be great? Yeah, okay. It'll be great for a couple of weeks, and people are going to say, oh, man, this is so awesome. Look how good Kyrie is. And then something's going to happen. I don't know what it is, but something's going
next.
To happen. What does that mean in being? No, we have Jalen Brunson. We're fine.
Yeah, but they're going to trade Jalen Brunson for him.
Stop. No, stop. You
no,
don't,
that, that
stop
needs
putting
to be
that out
there.
No, stop
I've
putting
heard
that
today.
Out there. You did. No, stop making stuff up, Frostburg. Stop making stuff up.
I think Sham said it.
You're making stuff. Stop. He did not say that.
Are you sure that he didn't?
Yes, I'm positive he didn't say that. Don't lie to America. Don't lie to people.
It was the fake Shams.
Ugh. But that's what it is. You know, look, Mike, I mean, I don't know what else to say. We've seen it all at this point. And he's had chances to win. He's had chances to win big. And still, this is what happens with Kyrie Irving. So, yeah, you want to go get him? Knock yourself out. Go ahead. For a week, we'll talk about you being a finals participant. And then something's going to happen because something always happens.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about it.
The draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Getting set to join us now on the hotline.
All right.
He is a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter. He is pushing to get Darrelle Revis in unanimously. You can find him on Twitter. At Jason Cole 62.
Go Aztecs, dudes. All right.
And check him out on Outkick. J. Cole, what's happening, buddy?
You know, the hottest rumor, this thing about Derek Carr trying to push his way, you know, out of the Raiders, you know, as soon as possible, force that divorce so that the Jets won't have to pay as much to get him. And then they can surround him with better players around him. So that, you know, we're seeing that path playing out right now.
Jets.
You know, the only thing that makes me excited about this, J. Cole, is that when that does happen, I will. First of all, I'll need a minute, but then I'll be excited because he'll change to a New York accent in his post game press conferences. So forget about the Southern accent.
That's the only way he's going to be able to fit in there. Can you imagine Derek Carr against the New York media? Just imagine it.
No. His brother's going to keep taking out 15-minute blocks on NFL Network to defend him.
That's not going to be enough. You could buy the entire nighttime programming of NFL Network, which is probably available for $49.99. You know, 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the morning for the Derek Carr infomercial, and it will not save you. From the New York media and what they will do to him and his career at that point. Yes.
Hey, where can I get all these great 5-yard passes in one place? Hey, I'm glad you asked. It's Derek Carr.
Let me show you that checkdown pass.
And instead of the names of all
no
the songs.
No one does the circle route the way I do to the running back. Look at this arrow pattern to the fullback. Yeah.
And instead of the names of the songs, it just comes up 2 yards to Jacobs, 4 yards to Waller, 4 yards to Waller, incomplete deep, 4 yards to Waller.
Do you remember him throwing it out of bounds on fourth down? Yeah.
I mean, this is going to happen now, right? I mean, like, he's the first domino that's going to fall because of the February 15th deadline. He's talking to other teams. The Jets are getting him, aren't they? Just tell me if the Jets are getting him I can work
it's
on
done.
That right now.
It's done already. It's done already.
It's done already.
Put him in green.
You know what?
Car in green.
What's been funny with it, though, J. Cole, is Smith was trying to go down the Derek Carr route going, and he's not even that good. He's like with Brady, he's like the second best guy. It's like, yeah, that meant that he was top three in terms of available quarterbacks with Brady still on the market. That shows you where we're at in terms of what you can go into the marketplace and bring to your squad.
My favorite one with Smith is yesterday, the all of the reasons he tried to come up with why Tom Brady was quitting. Like, yeah. It has to be this, and it has to be that, because he's just afraid of this. Maybe he's just tired? I don't know. Just 23. He's 46.
You think that's why Howie wanted to go out that kind of year with the divorce
and
walking away?
Gump, like, he ran that whole way and then just stopped.
I kind of think that he had a rough year. Just personally, you know, I don't know, right. You know, playing-wise, personally, the whole thing, you know, just a rough year. And he doesn't have to do this anymore. Like, what's he got left to prove? I mean, I will say, this is a legitimate thing that I was told by someone in his family. Let's put it that way. Is the idea of him going to another team was never really in his mindset. If he was going to play, it was going to be with Tampa. Or he was going to quit. And this is what Jeff Darlington said yesterday, and I'd heard the same thing, but it wasn't, you know, like, I don't report anything about Brady at this point in time because you never know. Like, next week he can change his mind, right? And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised because he's a really emotional guy. But the problem with him going to another team, whether it was the Raiders or Jets or whatever you want to call that, is changing the culture is a lot of work, and it's a lot more work and time commitment than he probably wants to do at this point in his life. He was motivated to do it back in 2000 because he wanted to prove something coming off the Patriots. And now it's like, okay, you're a divorced dad and you got to figure out how to make sure that your kids are raised right. That kind of takes a priority over, oh, I've got to go teach these guys how I like them to run, you know, the skinny post. So I get it.
Yeah, but he could have gone to San Francisco and could have said, "Hey, well, I just get the Debo. All right, but I'll give the ball. Here, yeah, McCaffrey's right here. Come on." I mean, he had options.
Trust me. I'm sure that Kyle Shanahan was thinking that. Okay, you know, for a couple of days, and then he heard this news, and now Kyle Shanahan's like, "Yeah, we have Purdy and Lance. Yeah,
we
have."
We could go get Zach Wilson if we want. We're loaded up here.
That wouldn't take much. They don't have to worry about draft picks on that one. Let's just put it that way. No, yeah, they're not selling out the future to get Zach Wilson or his mom at this point in time.
Here's a couple of game-used footballs. Let's call it that. So will he break the record for fastest Hall of Fame vote when you all get together in 5 years?
I don't even – yeah, well – whatever, it's a tie among, you know, like 14 or 15 guys.
Yeah,
you know,
so, yeah, just that, you know, that rapid of how fast you can get your arm up.
Stand up, Tom Brady. And, like, if anybody, like, even starts to, well, he cheated, you know, it's like, stop.
Wait, hang on 1 second. Wait, Rob Parker is here. He wants to jump in. Hang on. Jason Cole, look at all, he cheated. He's not the great, he's the luckiest goat of all time. Thanks, Rob. Thank you. All right, very good. There you go. You know what I want?
I want to wake up from that.
Who votes? Let me ask you this: Who votes Hall of Fame that covers the Jets? Brian Costello, is he the Hall of Fame voter? Who's the guy for the Jets? I want whoever votes for the Jets to not vote for him just out of general principle. I'm not going to you.
The Jets guy is Gary Myers.
No, I want Gary Myers to say no. I'm not voting for Brady
Gary
just
Myers
because
wrote a book that had Tom Brady on the cover.
So he paid that debt then. He doesn't owe him anything.
Well, he paid for the rights to use that photo, which could be a couple $100. So
he owes him nothing. In fact, when you see Gary Myers this week, I want you to tell him, hey, I said you keep him out on general principle.
Keep him out on general principle.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
That's where we're at.
There we go.
Yeah,
Smith's got a lot of demands. What can I say?
Yeah. I'm feeling that one or not. Okay. You want to go back to Derek Carr?
No, but listen. Are the Jets? Are we getting Derek Carr or Aaron Rodgers? I mean, it's the kind of lady
well,
of the time.
I know which one you want.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Yeah.
that's perfect. I love Aaron Rodgers playing golf and just like matter of yeah, not going to San Francisco. That's not happening. No, that one's not happening. I can tell you that because Green Bay is not going to let him suit up for the 49ers. That's just not happening. Could you imagine them having to go through San Francisco with Aaron Rodgers there. That would just drive LaFleur beyond crazy.
Well, he already can't coach in games that matter. I mean, what's the difference?
that is true.
And that's assuming he was going to get there with Jordan Love or whatever the next iteration is, which is also kind of a stretch.
Well, and my other the other favorite part is the number of times that Aaron Rodgers screamed at him this year and just neutered him on the sideline. I guess I don't have control of my team anymore when I paid this guy all the money in the world. Yeah, that's how it works. You gave him $60 million guaranteed. He just became the most powerful person in your entire organization and is going to tell you everything to do and is going to mock you on the field about your game plan when he doesn't like it. And you can't do anything about it. Welcome to the NFL, Matt LaFleur. How's this going?
Jason Cole with us, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. All right, so I know you can't let the cat out of the bag, but any surprises coming our way Hall of Fame-wise this year? What do you got for us here? You got to give us something. We give you sandwiches.
What can I say about the Hall of Fame?
Did you get any Cowboys kicked out this year? Did any Cowboys get kicked out?
I don't want to tease how many.
Bob Lilly out of the Hall of Fame. Harvey Martin out of the Hall of Fame.
Tony Dorsett gone.
Stop. He had a good one.
Emmitt Smith gone.
Tex Schramm out.
Schramm is out. How did you get Tex Schramm removed? It was tough. It was really difficult.
I said all that stuff about how like he changed like three different franchises. No, not true. It's just, yeah, no. That stuff that he did with the Rams, that doesn't matter either. The Cowboys stuff, making him America's team. No, that stint he did at CBS where he made the game, you know, watchable. Yeah, that doesn't count either. Yeah, Schramm out.
Listen, gone. You can't find any of that stuff on the internet, so it's like it never happened.
Landry was the easiest one to get out. Can I say that? It was.
Oh, it was easy to get Landry out. Oh, why?
Yeah, because I'm like, who dresses like that?
Oh, okay. You know, all right.
It's a hell of a hat.
He was in the fashion wing of the Hall of Fame, and now he's out.
As I wrote in the Elway book, he was a God-fearing badass. I got to tell you that. That's about Tom Landry. In truth, I just thought he was, like, he just says 1970s football. Standing there with his arms crossed and that houndstooth hat on, you just sit there and go, this man is in total control of what he's doing.
And then
Dwayne Thomas goes, yeah, I'd like to smoke some dope. And Landry goes, well, how good is he? Sure, go ahead. Do whatever you want to do.
It's good advice. It's a way to handle a team. It's special rules, and we know that. Wait, I got one more that kind of goes off the Tom Landry thing. So Homer Simpson eventually got Tom Landry's hat and the Denver Broncos. Sean Payton is now the coach of said Denver Broncos. How does he fix Russell Wilson? Well, I don't know that he has the hat.
This was a fascinating one because he set such a high price on the going there to coach because he basically said to them, "Look, I need to have a more powerful situation than all of you, that because I need to be able to control this guy." And part of it is he had to get Russell Wilson to acquiesce to his demands and say that, you know, he'll do whatever, you know, Sean Payton wants him to do. I think that's going to include him having to drop some weight to get more mobile so that they can run some of the, you know, some of the stuff that he did in Seattle. Because you can't make him – let me take it back this way. Russell Wilson's always wanted to be a pocket quarterback. He wanted to emulate Drew Brees. Okay, he talked about that with Warren Moon and lots of people in Seattle, and he would complain about how much they were moving him around. But as Sean Payton even said in the middle of the season, get him back to what he does best. Well, if you're doing that, you have to then run bootlegs and rollouts to mix it in so that when he does stay in the pocket, he is effective, right? You can't have him be a sitting target all the time because when you're 5'10" and you're a sitting target, it's easy to make life hard on you. So Peyton has to be able to tell him, look, we're not going to leave you in the pocket like we did with Breeze because you're not the same guy as Breeze. And that's a really hard conversation to have with Russell Wilson because the guy he's always envisioned himself being is a pocket passer like Drew Brees, the guy who he's admired for his entire career.
All right, so lastly, Jake, let me bring you back to what you had mentioned there before, because you were going to give us something Hall of Fame-wise.
Did you get the Derek Carr jersey yet?
I did not get the Derek Carr Jets jersey. I'm getting
Why is that not done yet?
It's not because I ordered the Aaron Rodgers Jets jersey first.
Did you order, like, one for every member of your family?
Well, no, I ordered a different one because I figure I would get one right. I actually have a Gardner Minshew Jets jersey coming as well.
Oh, nice.
Are you getting one for Fireman Ed? That's what I need to know.
I'm getting Fireman Ed's jersey. It's actually going to be the one of those jersey switches. We're going to hold him up at the end, and I'm going to have his. He's going to have mine. So it's going to work.
Oh my God, that sounds so awful.
It's a jersey with a picture of him on my shoulders.
Two grown, out of shape men exchanging jerseys after a game. How awful is that?
Hey, they worked hard to cheer them to victory or another defeat.
All right, so give us something here. Earn your sandwich next time. Well, give us something Hall of Fame wise. What do you got?
I can't do this. Okay, I just can't.
You got to give us something. Are you letting Revis in?
I can't do that.
You sure you can?
He'll lose his vote.
If you kicked out seven Cowboys, there's room for like seven guys.
Right, but he's trying to kick out Cowboys. He's got to be there. He's got to keep his vote to be able to do that.
You think I stopped at seven Cowboys? You think I stopped? I went right to the top. I got Jerry out, too. They're all out.
Jerry
Every
out.
Every one of them. Jerry's out. They're all gone.
Wait, before... Before you go, J. Cole, Jason's been working on a new impression.
Number one. Number one. Drew Pearson out. Gone. Goodbye.
I forgot. I had to get Cliff Harris out. I had to get Herb Adderley out. I had to get a lot of guys out of this. You know, forget what I have.
Oh, yeah. This was hard work. I don't know what I can or can't say. I really try to be respectful. I really appreciate the question, and I'm more than happy to discuss it afterwards, right?
But look, we're only on in 500 markets right now. It's not that big a deal.
It'll just be between us. I swear, just between us. Yeah, only a few people will listen at this time. That's actually true. You only have a few people listening, even in those 500 markets. All right, never. Was that a shot? Yeah, it was. Look, they're announcing this thing next Thursday, right? So once it's announced on Thursday, I'm happy to talk about some of the stuff on Friday. So we'll tease next Friday's show, keep people coming back. You can ask me about both the Super Bowl next Friday, and you can ask me about all the guys who got into the Hall of Fame. Who are not Cowboys.
All right, very good. All right.
You said, I mean, they had Howley up this year. Do you know what the diatribe I went on Howley? I just said, no, stop this. We can't do this. Chuck Howley, no way.
But he was the only player from a lose it. Get out. Get out. I've heard that 1,000 times. Get out. Take it easy, buddy. We'll see you next week. We'll talk to you.
Later.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about it.
Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
iHeartRadio app.
Joining us now on the hotline, we got so many odds to break down, and it is our friend in Vegas, former odds maker at Caesars. Check out his Bet the Board podcast. You see him on CBS as well. It's Todd Furman. Todd, what's happening, buddy?
Better odds, Smith, that Kyrie Irving is a member of the Lakers or Derek Carr is taking reps under center week one for your beloved Jets.
You know,
sweet.
Frostberg and I said I think that's even money, that both those things are going to happen.
I'm not sure if one of them is a good thing, one of them is a bad thing. I guess it all depends, that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So it'll be interesting to watch both storylines unfold. But if what we saw from Derek Carr in the skills competition, All-Star Pro Bowl festivities was any indication, he's a man with a chip on his shoulder wherever he lands for 2023.
That's great if you got a guy with a 15-foot wingspan.
Hey, whatever it takes to go out there and snatch balls. And you know what? Throwing within 15 feet of your receiver would be a substantial upgrade for what the Jets have had to deal with the last 15 years.
Now, wait a minute. What are the odds the Raiders look at the quarterback market and say, hey, look, we thought we were going to get an upgrade, and instead we're just going to re-sign Derek Carr?
Zero.
The guys aren't
at this
out
point,
there.
I think that's a divorce that's already etched in stone, and I think the Raiders would much more likely go into next season with Jared Stidham under center and try and use him as a transitional piece and maybe look to draft a guy in the top 15, depending on who potentially could fall to them or if they decided to trade up.
No, that would be peak Raiders to bring back Derek Carr and give him more money. We're going to give him an extension to it.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to give him more money in a raise. I'm not sure Derek Carr, despite having a beautiful pad out here, is in a hurry to continue to don the silver and black. I think he's looking for a change of scenery, and we'll see where that takes him, whether it be New York, whether it be New Orleans. Lord only knows.
Well, who do you like? Where do you think the best option is for him?
For Derek Carr, I mean, I think the Saints make an awful lot of sense. Playing in a climate-controlled environment down there, and it's a quarterback that the Saints had kicked the tires on previously. I know the coaching regime isn't exactly ideal, but for whatever reason, they didn't want to go back to Jameis Winston, even when he was healthy. So I think you look around, and it's teams that feel that they may be a piece or two away. The biggest problem working against Carr is obviously his salary cap hit. But when you consider the fact that Geno Smith, his agent, is floating out there, that Geno wants $38 million annually, suddenly Derek Carr doesn't seem like such a bad option for a team that's looking to compete right away.
Todd Furman with us, the Jason Smith with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. All right, so with that happening now, so with that out of the way, Aaron Rodgers... We've heard about the Jets. We've heard the Raiders. What are you hearing? Where's Aaron? And if you say anything but the Jets, this is your last appearance on this show.
I unfortunately think that Aaron Rodgers is a very likely candidate to end up reunited out here in the desert with Devontae Adams and company. This is a Raiders team.
I see the dirty pirate.
You know, looking for star power, and Aaron Rodgers, for whatever reason, seems to be on the top of their wish list. Now, if they're able to get it done, that remains to be seen, but I think the Packers, in the back of their mind, realize that relationship is over. They need to see what they have in Jordan Love, and that Aaron Rodgers, at this point, with a very young skill position cast, that potentially holds them back. So Rodgers in silver and black makes an awful lot of sense. I'm not sure I necessarily love it for the Raiders, who should be going into rebuild mode, but I think that's a distinct possibility.
Hey, Todd, with the news this week off of wherever he was in sand and resort or whatever it was, Tom Brady retiring, do those cash out or do we have to wait until week one to see whether he's on a roster and whether this sticks?
It all depends on the book where some of those bets are placed. In faraway places, from what I've been told, they're paying out retirement. There's such small limits, not a whole lot of liability or big paydays that are out there. But there are a couple shops in legal jurisdictions who will take a few dollars on that, that obviously have to wait until week one of the upcoming season starts up before they can officially pay those out. So folks that have tied up their money, you know, hoping that he has a change of heart, but this seemed to be a little bit more along the lines of a full retirement. Then again, we know that silly season can often change someone's state of mind, and maybe if someone throws a big enough bag of cash at Tom Brady, he decides to come back for one more trip around the sun.
All right, so speaking of the Super Bowl now, looking ahead, obviously the two quarterbacks are the big favorites for Super Bowl MVP. But if I said to you, Todd Furman, you're putting your money on who, if you had to pick a non-quarterback to win MVP, who are you saying?
Well, the interesting part about that market is if you want to bet the quarterbacks and cover that aspect of it, it's about a 1-to-5 shot, so you can get the entire field at plus 350. But if you're trying to find an individual, I wouldn't be looking to identify anybody on the Kansas City roster, because I think at this point with Patrick Mahomes and everything he's accomplished, that he would have to play a pretty poor game for them to go in a different direction than giving it to Mahomes. So logically, it steers you in the direction of the Eagles, and I think you begin to look at their defense and a player that can really disrupt things in maybe the form of Hassan Reddick. Or, of course, in their backfield, because there is a path to victory where the Eagles are able to run the football for 200 yards. And if Miles Sanders becomes that bell cow with 100 yards and, say, a pair of touchdowns, he's a guy that can throw his name right into the mix and potentially steal the hardware away from Jalen Hurts and an Eagles victory.
So as we look at the largesse of the prop economy that there is, and seemingly every year there's another 17 pages of them, Todd, where, as you try to narrow things down, do you start your research?
I mean, there's a whole lot of work, and I guess the one piece of advice that I'd give to people that are trying to comb through the entire menu, look for props that have one of two outcomes. It's always going to be attractive for people to identify the first touchdown score, the last touchdown score, the result of the first or second drive, and those are typically higher hold markets that give the house a huge edge over especially recreational bettors. So when you're looking at player props, look at an over-under for total yards or receptions. That'll give you a much better opportunity to cash a ticket rather than trying to put up a little bit of money to make a lot. And it's all going through, you know, current form, trying to figure out whose stock you can short, whose stock you can buy at the bottom of the market. And of course, look at like-minded opponents. We know that Philadelphia's strength of schedule leaves a lot to be desired, but at the same time, Kansas City hasn't played a team that can run the ball downhill the same way the Eagles can.
Todd Furman with us here, our insider in Vegas, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. All right, so we get to the NBA. Kyrie Irving wants a trade. The Lakers have been talking to the Nets. The Suns have been talking to the Nets. The Mavericks are getting involved. Kyrie Irving is going to end up where?
I mean, you look at the odds for the Lakers, and that's clearly the heavy favorite in that particular department. I just don't see a path for how that happens unless the Nets decide, hey, look, you know what could be better than having a disgruntled Kyrie Irving? It's reuniting Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook in our quest to try and win the Eastern Conference. So I'm not sure that'll happen. I mean, I look at some of the odds that are out there, and if the Dallas Mavericks were a slightly longer price, I think he's the kind of player that Mark Cuban would be willing to take the risk for. Now, I'm not sure if the Mavericks could defend a good AAU team with Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving on the floor at the same time, but it'd be awfully fun to watch knowing they could probably try and score 130 and run and gun with everybody in the West.
To that end, when we look at NBA odds ahead of the trade deadline with some of the rumor and conjecture, is there a team or two that stand out beyond the Mavericks of, hey, if you were just feeling an inkling to get a little action that you could see a move on the horizon?
Oh, I'm not endorsing the Mavericks as a team capable of winning the NBA championship by any stretch. Don't confuse those two at all, Harm. But
I'm just putting them off to the side because you addressed them.
I'm looking at the Eastern Conference, I still think the Milwaukee Bucks are the team to beat. I know the odds don't suggest that with the Celtics, the shortest shot coming out of the East. But as the Bucks get healthier, it's a team with veteran pedigree that I still have the utmost confidence in, that if they have all of their pieces available, they are going to be an absolute bear to try and eliminate from the Eastern Conference playoff picture. And quietly lurking in the West, if you guys could give me any assurance that they're going to be healthy, I mean, this is a Clippers team that I thought was going to win the West early in the year. Their price was 7.5 or 8-1. That number's now drifted out to 14-1, but it's a roster that I think can contend with anybody, and I'm not buying stock in the Golden State Warriors right now. I'm not sure that same hunger is there that what we saw from them last year. I think Memphis still has to get a little bit more scar tissue before they're going to be able to come out of the West, and while the Denver Nuggets are a fun story, we've been here and done that in the past. So the Clippers would be a team that I don't think has any expectations on them that have all the pieces to potentially make a deep run.
Ooh, and things come in threes, Todd. We had the nut shot yesterday. We had a fight today in the NBA. Can we get props on who squares off tomorrow?
I mean, the fact that Reggie Miller said it was an inadvertent shot from Dylan Brooks might be the most laughable bit of NBA commentary we've heard all season long. We know a good nut shot when we see it, gentlemen, and that definitely had malicious intent, and credit to Dylan Brooks. He landed his haymaker there. Trying to figure out what the NBA is going to offer up, I mean, your guess is as good as mine, guys. So I think the one projection and prediction that I'd be most confident in, that we're going to get three or four marquee players to sit in some of the biggest games on the board tomorrow, because that's the gift that keeps on giving in the National Basketball Association.
All right, Todd, lastly, people want to buy tickets. People want to know when. LeBron's got three games potentially to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the all-time lead in points scored in the NBA. He's got to have an incredible game tomorrow to do it, but then he's got a game Tuesday against Oklahoma City, Thursday against Milwaukee. If I said to you, LeBron James passes Kareem, what game do you think?
Well, if you believe it happens tomorrow, Smith, you can have a nice weekend in Vegas coming up, because that price will get you about 200-1 if he ends up breaking the record tomorrow. When you look at February 7th against OKC, it's a price just north of 2-1. But because we believe that everything in professional sports these days is entirely scripted, what better way than for LeBron James to break Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's scoring record than on February 9th against the Milwaukee Bucks, where he is a minus $1.65 favorite, and it just so happens that it would come at home. So I understand why that is favored, and assuming LeBron plays each of the next three games, I think that's a distinct possibility. But even if he went for 60 tomorrow against the Pelicans, would it really shock any of us if he sat out against Oklahoma City to break that record against the Milwaukee Bucks?
No, and here's the thing, and this is why I think the money should be on the Bucks rather than people buying all this, the tickets for the Thunder, because what's going to likely happen? Say he has a normal game tomorrow. He would pass Kareem sometime late in the game against the Thunder. Now, how do you stop the game, and he talks, and there's a pageantry and all kinds of stuff, and then you finish the game? It's kind of odd. If he doesn't do it, then you have two more days. You know when he's going to do it. It's going to happen early on Thursday against the Bucks. There's all kinds of drama because you know when it's going to happen. They can stop the game early. It'll happen in the first quarter. And he can talk to the crowd. They can honor him, and then they can get back to the game. I really do think it's good. Whether LeBron has to sit out or take fewer shots, I really think it's going to be Thursday.
It's in the script.
Yeah.
There is no doubt they will do everything they can to control that narrative and make sure that LeBron does it in a timely manner with the most eyeballs on it and turn it into the kind of event that it really should be. Credit to the Lakers, though, because if this was part of the master plan and this was all about load management, sitting LeBron, claiming ankle injuries, a myriad of other ailments throughout the course of the season, so they could pencil this game in for him to notch yet another NBA record, kudos to them and everybody involved. But I do think, like you said, the Milwaukee Bucks on February 9th makes way too much sense for it not to happen then.
You can follow him on Twitter at Todd Furman. That is at Todd Furman. Check him out, the Bet the Board podcast as well. See him on CBS. Todd, as always, buddy, appreciate your time. For all the best Super Bowl bets, the prop bets, everything you need, Todd Furman is your guy. Todd, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen. Have a great weekend.
The best. See you, Todd.
All right. There goes Todd Furman.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.